President Bush is scheduled to soon sign the massive housing bill that will help some homeowners get cheaper loans. It also includes a tax break of as much as $7,500 for first-time home buyers, as well as help for troubled mortgage financial providers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's the support of those two mortgage giants that has led to the opposition, mostly amongst Republicans. Economist Dean Baker says that though it was necessary to honor the debt of Fannie and Freddie, he says the legislation should have addressed executive compensation. Last year, Richard Syron, the CEO of Freddie Mac, made over $19 million in compensation, despite the fact that his company was in trouble of going under. Baker also says that only a net of 260,000 homeowners will hold on to their homes as a result of this program, while there will probably be 2 to 3 million more foreclosures over the next couple of years. Hillsborough area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who supported the legislation, admits that more could have been done on the executive compensation angle.
Well, I strongly agree with that economist that says the compensation packages for executives at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae need to be brought in line. And one of the items in that bill is a new regulator for those GSEs and extensive new regulations, because they have been operating without many regulations that currently apply to the banking industry. We have a lot of work to do. It's unfortunate we can't. That bill will not automatically refinance everyone that falls into default and everyone that falls into foreclosure. And frankly, you don't want to do that, because there was a good amount of speculators that participated in the market in the subprime crisis. So what I've been focused on here at the local level is making sure citizens have access to the lenders, the folks that really have the ability to refinance, the loss mitigation specialists. When we had our mortgage foreclosure workshop 2 weeks ago, we had 600 people show up, and we could sit them down directly with the lenders and the folks that can work out the loans. We're going to schedule another one in St. Petersburg in August. That's because I've been telling folks, don't wait for government to come and help you out. You've got to take the initiative. And if you take the initiative and reach out for a little bit of help, you're going to most likely be able to refinance or at least get a little bit of help on that mortgage.
There's so much attention on Fannie and Freddie in the last couple of weeks, and people have noticed this. And I know some conservatives have been the ones who have been the biggest, saying that they've gotten along. They're not federally backed, but they kind of are, as we're seeing here, because the government says, we've got to do this. I mean, it's going to be too catastrophic. We don't. Some people say they should be, maybe let them do what they're going to do the next few years, and they fail, they should fail, because it's the way the system is set up. It's really kind of weird.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that would be entirely too risky. What was important in that bill is to provide some measure of confidence in general in the housing industry. Fannie and Freddie have they back over 50% of the mortgages in this country. There was no bailout. There was no federal money automatically provided. What was provided was a line of credit. If that line of credit was not provided, I think we would have been at a greater risk of seeing huge failures in the mortgage market. So I think it was a risk worth taking. You don't want to do it, but it's something that was, I believe, necessary to do.
One last question for you. The House Judiciary Committee on Friday held a hearing that Republicans called it an impeachment hearing. It wasn't that. But what did you think of that? Congressman Conyers led it.
I think we need to hold this Bush administration accountable. There's so much to review. I don't think we will ultimately get to impeachment. If we impeach President Bush, we'd be stuck with Vice President Cheney. That's not a positive prospect in my book. We have a few more months left to go. And we need to be focused on electing Senator Barack Obama as president and bringing real change to the country.
For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.